Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wooden Wheel Vineyards owner Mike Vincent about being a Ragbri stop. So Ragbri is coming directly to the Wooden Wheel Vineyard, correct?
Yes, we are listed as a stop on their vineyard.
Okay, how are you preparing for that?
That's a really good question. We've invited the churches, the local churches, out to do a food tent. And so there's about 30 volunteers from churches, I think, that will be here, and they're serving lamb brats and pork loin. And then they're also going to do watermelons. We have another gal that's contacted us. She's going to do like an ice cream thing. We have Sweet Satisfaction from Kyoto. They're a bakery to make really good cupcakes and pies and that sort of thing. They're going to be here. And let's see, there's a peanut butter and jelly lady. And so what we are doing personally is just trying to create an opportunity for them to come in and you know, taste wine, have some beer. We have a DJ playing. And so we have a lot of things going on. Hopefully they'll enjoy it while they're here.
Okay. Have you ever had something like this come through?
No, this is by far the biggest crowd. Generally, you know, a big crowd for us is when we do a wedding of about 300 people or so. And so to think that, you know, we might be descended upon by 10,000 people is kind of intimidating. So I think for a brief amount of time, we might be the largest city in Washington County. We'll see how it goes.
So how did that all come to pass, that it was decided that Ragbri would have a stop at Wooden Wheel Vineyards?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. We were surprised. It wasn't anything that we solicited for. We didn't contact anybody and say, hey, come on out. And we just got a letter in the mail. It was a form letter. It was addressed to the mayor of Wooden Wheel Vineyards, which, of course, we don't have a mayor. We're not a town. And so we called them and said, hey, is this a mistake? Or do you guys really want to stop here? And they said, oh, yeah, you know, we liked your venue. We can see you on satellite photo and see you have a big green area, so lots of room for bicyclists. So we're going right by there and we wanted to make you a stop. And so we said, great. So we've been attending all the Ragbri meetings and figuring out what we should and shouldn't do. Now we're just working hard, especially these last 2 days now, trying to get everything ready to be able to host that many people.
All right. Do you feel like you are ready then?
I'll let you know tomorrow morning. we're setting up tents. We're creating an 80-foot outdoor bar to serve the beer and the wine, and we also have pop and water. Everything, we're trying to create an outdoor environment. We do a lot of outdoor things here. We have a big patio, and we do outdoor weddings. And so we're trying to just use that green space and put it to the best use we can for that many bicyclists.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
We're excited to have that many people. Hopefully they'll feel welcome while they're here. We're working hard to make sure they feel welcome, and hopefully they enjoy it. It's kind of a unique venue. You don't often get a chance to see a barn that was built in the 1860s, you know, with air conditioning. So hopefully they'll enjoy that, and they'll enjoy the time that they're here.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mike Vincent. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.